Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today the Church celebrates the feast of St. John the 23rd, and we do so not on the day that he died, June 3rd, in the year 1963, but on October 11th, because it was this day when 55 years ago, he convened the Second Vatican Council. The reason why he convened the Second Vatican Council fundamentally, as he said, because he wanted to protect the doctrine of the faith, but he knew that the Church needed it to be done in a different manner. Over the course of time, most councils were called to protect the doctrine of the faith, but they did so, he said, with the stern arm, of severity. Whereas what he said, what today's age absolutely needs, is the balm of mercy. That the teaching of the Church is one of God's great gifts. And it's out of merciful love that we share the teaching so that we can become more and more like God. But we have to make sure that in the presentation and everything that we can do for the reception of what we teach, that it be looked at as part of God's merciful love for the human race. Prior to the Second Vatican Council's being convened, he wrote one of his beautiful encyclical letters called Penitentiam Agere, to do penance, precisely saying that if we wish to receive the seeds that God will work and plant throughout the Second Vatican Council, we need to till the soil through penance, through opening ourselves up to the need precisely for that mercy God always gives. This contrast between the arm of severity and the balm of mercy is seen very much in today's first reading with the prophet Jonah. Jonah had been sent on a mission in Nineveh to proclaim 40 more days and Nineveh would be destroyed. All of a sudden the people did penance, as we saw yesterday, from the kings down to the pets. So God did not carry out what he had threatened to do. And rather than rejoice with God over the repentance of the Ninevites, even over having his been used as an effective instrument to bring people to conversion, Jonah was upset. Maybe it was pride. He had announced that in 40 days Nineveh would be destroyed. Now maybe people would look at him as some type of liar. Who knows? He was upset. He went outside the city in the hope that he might watch Nineveh become a new Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed from above. And God allowed him to see in this episode with the gourd plant a little bit of his love for those in Nineveh. He thought he would rather die after the gourd plant died, because that gourd plant he had developed a relationship with, he was under the shade. And what God was essentially saying is, I care for the Ninevites so much more than you care for that gourd plant, and I don't want to live without them. The Lord is indeed, as we prayed, merciful and gracious, good and forgiving, abundant. abounding in kindness to all who call upon him. When St. John the 23rd in 1954 was writing in his beautiful diary, The Journal of a Soul, what he thought were the greatest resources of the faith, he listed several, including obviously the sacraments. But then he said the Gospels, and above all, the Our Father. For St. John the 23rd, Jesus is teaching us how to pray, teaching us precisely how to relate to the Father, entering into his filiation so that we could cry out, Abba, as adopted sons, as we prayed in the Gospel verse. That was the summit of the entire Gospel. When we look at the words of the Our Father, we see just how central mercy is. The Lord put on our lips, as we hear today in St. Luke's version, forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone in debt to us. Because if we don't forgive others their sins, not that God will punish us by not forgiving us ours, but we don't have the heart to receive the mercy of the Lord. Because unless the heart is beating out mercy, it can't have the influx of the Lord's mercy because it is hardened to that truth. But the rest of the Our Father is likewise able to be framed within the mercy of the Lord. Heaven rejoices more, Jesus said, over one repentant sinner than over 99 who didn't need to repent. The way we hallow the Father's name is precisely by making his mercy known, loved, and received. His kingdom comes when people repent and believe in the gospel. His will is done when we recognize and live by his words that he desires mercy, not sacrifice. We beg his help so that we do not fall when tempted, especially when we're tempted not to receive his mercy or not to share that mercy with others. And the greatest weapon and the tool of the evil one, from whom we ask God to protect us, is when he gets us to harden our hearts to the Lord's mercy and prevents us from sharing it. Or he gives us a grievance that we never let go, or gives us a sin that becomes inveterate. When Jesus teaches us to pray to the Father, he wants above all to teach us to relate to that great balm. Today, as we come forward at this Mass, in which we receive Jesus' body and blood, given and shed for the remission of sins, we thank the Lord for the example given by St. John the 23rd. And as we prepare to receive this extraordinary balm, let us do the interior work to receive these great seeds. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.